Bulls are 108 to 125. 203 head of calves. The top 8% of bull calves bring 420 to 580. The quality beef calves, 200 and down. Quality beef calves, 300 to 840. And the light poor quality calves, $90 and down. And don't forget, we have a feeder sale next week. If you have any questions or consignments, feel free to call the barn at 647-6151 or Andy at 434-4023. This has been Andy Hipsch from Mercury Livestock. Have a great week.
WRCO FM in Richland Center, where the update at 7 is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts. Local people serving you with the good stuff. By Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin. And Prem Meats and Catering of Spring Green. Small enough to know you, big enough to serve you.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet, your one-stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 East or at JonesChev.com. From oil changes to tires, brakes, and multi-point inspections, the GM trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788, stop at Highway 14 East, or visit JonesChev.com. Have peace of mind and save money with your vehicle running at its best. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you want. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Senate has passed a $95 billion aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. A small group of GOP senators opposed to the money for Ukraine, including Wisconsin's Ron Johnson. They held the floor through the night, arguing the U.S. should focus on its own problems before sending any more money overseas.
As sympathetic as I am for the Ukrainian people, I don't see how sending another $60 billion helps their plight.
The bill now heads to the House, where a group of Republicans there are also opposing it. According to those close to negotiations, progress is being made toward a deal to bring about a ceasefire in Gaza and free hostages who are still being held. Former President Trump wants the Supreme Court to weigh in on his absolute immunity claim, his lawyers filing an emergency appeal with the high court on Monday. We get a key reading on inflation this morning when the Labor Department releases the Consumer Price Index. Economists expect it will show falling prices for the third month in a row. This is ABC News. A lot of retailers are testing out the idea that less may be more.
Have you noticed your favorite stores may not be carrying all of your favorites lately? Well, there's a reason for it. Many retailers are reducing their offerings to focus instead on what they say sells best. Case in point, supermarket chain Stu Leonard's carried 49 types of breakfast cereal in 2019. Now they stock just 24, and it isn't just in stores. Coca-Cola's cut its brands in half to 200. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
If you're shopping for chocolate ahead of Valentine's Day, get ready to pay more. Cocoa prices have soared to an all-time high. One chocolate shop in New York City says prices are 13% higher than last year. Protesting farmers in India clashing with police. The farmers demanding guaranteed crop prices, but police using tear gas on some of the protesters near New Delhi. And a search in Kenya for the country's most famous lion, Olabor, normally roams a nature preserve but hasn't been seen in about a month. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
If you're like me, there's simply not enough time in the day. My secret? It's Prem Meats. Prem Meats is a state-approved meat processing facility with a retail shop. Once you visit Prem Shop, you'll be back again because of the excellent quality of products at highly affordable prices. Prem's offers catering, wild game processing, natural harvest, and they specialize in ready-to-heat and serve meats. Prem's has fresh take-and-bake pizzas, too. Conveniently located on Highway 14, Spring Green, and always making your venison into tasty treats. Prem Meats and Catering, the little meat shop with big savings.
Richland Center and Bosco Bell. The NAPA store in your community is your go-to destination for top-notch tools, and we're proud to be locally owned. Milwaukee Tools enthusiasts, listen up. Now is the perfect time to gear up. Buy $300 worth and get a $50 gift card. Spend $400 and get a $100 gift card. Or splurge on $500 and receive an impressive $150 gift card. NAPA Auto Parts in Richland Center and Bosco Bell. Hurry, these specials run now through February.
5 minutes after 7, we'll check forecast details for this Tuesday morning, Fat Tuesday, coming up here.
Need the perfect Valentine's Day gift for yourself or someone you love? Stop into A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet for the best deals on some beautiful furniture, now through February 17th. New to our store, the Hoover Heavy Duty Firm Mattress is now 30% off, 20-year non-prorated warranty, and the perfect addition to your room. Take an additional 20% off all sheets, covers, pillows, and more. Only at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center.
This is Lori Berry from the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Does your retirement plan fit your vision? Your plan should be as unique as you are. Whatever you envision, make sure you have the right investment mix, risk tolerance, and time horizon to get you from point A to point B. Contact me today to make sure your strategy aligns with your retirement dream.
Experience the difference. CFBankInvestmentCenter.com. Securities and insurance offered through LPL or its affiliates are not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker, coming to you live from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. Do you need a way to finish your Mardi Gras celebration? Stop into Christie's on Fat Tuesday, February 13th. We will be serving up gumbo, muffalaya sandwiches, and king's cake till they're gone. Just stop on in to Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
A high of 38 today with cloudy to partly cloudy skies. Northwest to west winds around 5. A few clouds and frosty tonight, a low of 25. Wednesday 44 and warmer. 28 Wednesday night with 2 to 3 inches of snow expected. It looks like Thursday will be breezy and 34. 27 Friday with a 50% chance of light snow. Small accumulations possible. Saturday partial clearing, breezy and cold, and a high of 23. In Richland Center, after an earlier reading today of 32, a low of 22, we're back on the mend. It is 27 degrees. 7 after the hour of 7 on a Tuesday morning, February 13th. Here's Blake Shelton.
Thinking about us, and you know I ain't good at this stuff, but these feelings piling up won't give me no rest. This might come out a little crazy, a little sideways, yeah, maybe. I don't know how long it'll take me, but I'll do my best. You be my soft and sweet, I'll be your strong and steady. You be my glass of wine, I'll be your shot of whiskey. You be my sunny day, shade tree. You be my honeysuckle, I'll be your honeybee. Yeah, that came out a little country, but every word was right on the money, and I got you smiling, honey, right back at me. Now hold on, cause I ain't done, there's more where that came from. Well, you know I'm just having fun, but seriously. You be my Louisiana, I'll be your Mississippi. You be my little Loretta, I'll be your Conway Twitty. You be my sugar baby, I'll be your sweet iced tea. You be my honeysuckle, I'll be your honeybee. Said it all, I'm glad we had this talk. Nothing left to do but fall in each other's arms. I could have said I love you, could have wrote you a line or two. Baby, all I know to do is speak right from the heart. You'll be my soft and sweet, I'll be your strong and steady. You'll be my glass of wine, I'll be your shot of whiskey. You'll be my sunny day, shade tree. You be my honeysuckle, I'll be your honeybee. You be my Louisiana, I'll be your Mississippi. You be my little Loretta, I'll be your Conway Twitty. You be my sugar baby, I'll be your sweet iced tea.
kids. Some things to celebrate today include Employee Legal Awareness Day. It's Get a Different Name Day. All right. It's International Day of Self-Love and International Pancake Day, of course. We need to whip up our Lucky Charms pancakes. Somebody brought us a box of Lucky Charms pancake mix and haven't gotten into that yet. Let's see. It's also Kiss Day. Don't look at me, Henry. And it's National Crab Rangoon Day. Italian food. Oh, so much good stuff. It's Mardi Gras Day. It's National Tortellini Day and National Cheddar Day. Well, every day is National Cheddar Day here in the state of Wisconsin. The number one album in America this week, Toby Keith's 35 Greatest Hits. It moved 66,000 units in the week following Toby Keith's death, putting it on top of the Billboard 200 Albums chart. This one was the one that first put him on the map.
I bet you never heard old Marshall Dillon say, Miss Kitty, have you ever thought of running away? Settling down, would you marry me? If I ask you twice and beg you pretty please, she'd have said yes in a New York minute. They never tied a knot, his heart wasn't in it. He just stole a kiss as he rode away. He never hung his hat up at Kitty's place. I should have been a cowboy. I should have learned to rope and ride. Wearing my six shooter, riding my pony on a cattle drive. Stealing a young girl's heart, just like Gene and Roy, singing those campfire songs. Oh, I should have been a cowboy. Had a sidekick with a funny name, running wild through the hills, chasing Jesse James, ending up on the brink of danger, riding shotgun for the Texas Rangers. Go West, young man, haven't you been told? California's full of whiskey, women and ghosts, sleeping out all night beneath the desert stars, with a dream in my eye and a prayer in my heart. I should have been a cowboy. I should have learned to rope and ride. Wearing my six shooter, riding my pony on a cattle drive. Stealing a young girl's heart, just like Gene and Roy, singing those campfire songs. Oh, I should have been a cowboy. I should have been a cowboy. Yeah, I should have been a cowboy. I should have been a cowboy. My big brother rode an Indian scout. It was black like his jacket, American spirit hanging out of his mouth, just like our daddy. He kick-started that bike one night and broke mama's heart. He pointed that headlight west, out where the wild things are.
call me up every couple of weeks. South California, talk about the desert and the Joshua tree. His pretty girl stories and how he bought an Airstream trailer and a J45 guitar. Said, little brother, you'll love it out here, out where the wild things are. I called my brother from the back of that plane the second I made it. We started drinking on the strip in L.A. And then it got crazy. Ended up at a house in the hills with some Hollywood stars, kissing on a blonde in a backyard pool. On fire and crazy dreams. Oh, and the nights ignite like gasoline. Oh, them Indian scouts, man, are built for speed. Oh, they said he hit that guardrail at 3:30. Where the wild things are.
Luke Combs from the Current Country Top 5 on WRCO, WRCE. It is 7:18.
Family Prescription Center, where your family comes first.
The Richland Family Prescription Center's primary function is to fill your prescription accurately and to provide added value services to enhance your health. Filling your prescription is only the first step. Understanding your medication and the importance of compliance will greatly benefit your medication outcome. Whether it's a first-time visit or they've seen you before, the Prescription Center's friendly and knowledgeable staff is dedicated to providing you with a quality pharmacy experience, and they have built their reputation by going the extra mile to ensure your satisfaction. The Richland Family Prescription Center, your one-stop source for all of your prescription and healthcare needs. Your complete customer satisfaction is their top priority.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
As long as you're using convenience services, why not be rewarded for it? That's what an awards checking at WCCU Credit Union is all about. No gimmicks, no minimum balance requirements, no monthly fees. Just a straightforward checking account that now earns 3% APY on balances up to $20,000. That's right, with direct deposit, 15 debit card transactions per month, and e-statements, you too can earn 3% with the WCCU Awards checking account. For more details, contact any of our WCCU offices or visit us online at wccucreditunion.coop. Rate based on annual percentage yield and subject to change monthly. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
If you're looking for quality fresh cows and two-year-old heifers, you need to head to the Richland Cattle Center Wednesdays at 11:30. This week's auction includes 12 head of milking cows picked up from a retiring Greene County dairyman, 40 years of AI breeding, stall barn milk, and let outside daily. Plus, the weekly run of fresh cows and two-year-olds, milking and breadback cows, springing cows and first calf heifers, bred heifers, open heifers of all ages, a breeding age bull, baby heifer and bull calves. For up-to-date listings, visit StadyAuction.com. And don't miss the Richland Cattle Center sales at Ithaca every Wednesday morning starting at 11:30.
Hi, my name is Molly. I'm a third grade student at St. Mary's School. St. Mary's Elementary School and the Knights of Columbus will be hosting a drive-through fish fry on Friday, February 16th in St. Mary's School's parking lot from 4:30 until 7. We will be serving baked and fried fish, baked and cheesy potatoes, coleslaw, applesauce, and a garlic biscuit. The cost of the meal is $11, with the option to add extra fish for $2 per piece. Again, the drive-through fish fry is February 16th from 4:30 to 7 at St. Mary's School. See you there!
Heart disease is the leading killer of men and women in the United States. One way to support your heart health is by working more movement into your day. It's recommended that adults get 150 minutes of moderate intensity cardiovascular exercise each week. But adding any movement to your day is a step in the right direction. February is American Heart Month, and the Richland Hospital and Clinics encourages you to take a step toward heart healthy living.
It's time for the roundup.
Rawhide, cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in rawhide.
Hey, Hank.
Hey, Phillip.
That's me. How you
doing? Calm down, ladies. Well, they're just beating down the windows for you today, buddy.
Oh, I tell you. You got to go get some help.
Get off the windows. Get off the windows. Yeah. Anyway, how are you doing, buddy?
Yeah, I'm doing all right.
It's quiz day.
I know, I've studied.
Did you?
I don't know what about, but I've been studying.
Study.
Yeah, I've been studying.
This one here, you shouldn't have to study very much.
Really?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. So, anyway, you had a decent ball game last night?
Yeah, we did.
Good.
Yep. Rodale and Lonnie Walk.
Yep.
And we've been getting some nice presents. You know, people look out for us, and Sherry from Woodman sent us a nice care package for wrestling.
Yes. Thank you, Sherry.
All kinds of good
outrageous
stuff for me. Pizza combos and... You know,
yes,
different delectables. And then she sent you some...
outrageous.
80% calorie, or
80
calorie bars of some sort. So then last night, I was in Muscadet.
Oh, boy.
A messenger brought me this big bag of treats. And we have peanut butter pie in here. We have... what is that? Some sort of banana bread.
Wow.
Look at that.
Who's this from?
Donna Walsh.
Oh, thanks, Donna.
We have... Reese's Fast Break bars. And here, I had to get into these.
You've already got into those.
Last night, Reese's Dipped Animal Crackers.
Oh, my goodness.
Bite-sized animal crackers converted in peanut butter and candy.
Oh, I...
Dipped in milk chocolate. But, Hank...
Thanks a lot.
Donna was thinking of you. So, here's what you get. There you go, bag of carrots. There you are.
Oh, my gosh. They're all orange. I love it.
There you go.
I love it.
So she was thinking of you.
Oh, my goodness. That is awesome.
The rest of us can have some nice treats today and this week.
I'll get to eat these.
You can have your carrots. So
thank you, Don.
Enjoy
it. I appreciate
it.
That. Yes.
But it might be, who knows, it might be a slam on your refereeing ability, too.
Very well could.
You need your carrots.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a myth, just to let you know.
It is?
Yes.
Carrots don't help your eyesight.
Nope, they do not.
Oh.
Actually, broccoli does.
Broccoli?
Greens, yes, they do.
I did not know that.
Yep. Broccoli, lots of broccoli helps your eyes.
So do you eat quite a bit of broccoli?
I do.
Uh-huh.
Especially after my doctor's appointment. Last week I went to the eye doctor, you know that.
Oh, yeah.
And it wasn't good.
The eye doctor wasn't
good?
Yes,
it was not good. So, huh. But anyway, last night I was said, hey, Henry, you lost some weight.
Uh-huh.
And I walked away. They go, oh, never mind. It's behind you.
It just moved around. Yeah.
Wow. Thank you.
All right.
Well, at least I don't see it.
Thank you very much. Yeah, yeah, that's true. Yeah. Out of mind, out of sight.
They said that it takes me 2 seconds to go through a door. Anyway.
Oh, well.
Today's Quizzy Poo Day, my man.
What's it on?
The Andy Griffith Show.
Oh, Andy Griffith Show. Wow. Yeah. Okay.
They're all multiple choice.
I would. I always said I would have liked to have lived in Mayberry.
Yep. 10 questions.
All right.
On Mayberry. All right, buddy. Number one, what was Barney Fife's middle name?
Oh, man.
Yes. Number one, Oliver. Number two, or B is Tibbs. C is Warren.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
In which state is Mayberry located in, Phil? Is it Kentucky, North Carolina, or West Virginia?
All right.
All right. Before Aunt B, who cared for widower Andy and young son Opie? She played in one. It was the very first episode. Was it Aunt Clara, Rose, or Hazel?
Huh.
Was it Aunt Clara, Rose, or Hazel?
All right.
Barney Fife is Andy's deputy, of course. How did he get his job, Philip? A, was a recent graduate of Mount Pilot Police Academy. B, Barney was already a deputy when Andy came to Mayberry. And C, Barney is Andy's cousin. Okay.
All right.
Number five, the Darlings. Love the Darlings. Here's a music quiz for you.
All right.
The Darlings, a mountain family on the show, included members of what actual bluegrass brand? Do you know that right off the bat?
I think so.
Is it A, the Dillards, B, the Kentucky Colonels, or C, the Carter family?
All right.
Okay. Number six, Aunt B was a great cook.
Uh-huh.
She even hosted her own TV show and opened a Chinese restaurant in Mayberry. But there was one foodstuff that she could not master. Do you know what it is?
I think so.
A, apple pie, B, pickles, C, baked beans.
All right.
All right. Number seven, a future Oscar winning turned up on the Andy Griffith Show. It's an Oscar winning actor. Who was it? Was it A, Warren Beatty, B, Jack Nicholson, C, Dustin Hoffman? All right.
All right.
Number eight, what brand of car was Sheriff Taylor's police car?
Oh, man.
Was it A, Warren Beatty? No, never mind. That was the last.
Never heard of that brand.
A, Buick. B is a Ford. And C is Chevrolet.
Huh. Okay. Go ahead.
All right. What was Andy's favorite dish according to Barney?
Okay.
Was it A, leg of lamb, B, pot roast, C, pork chops? It was only mentioned one time.
Okay.
Number 10, what was the name of Opie's rock band? Was it A, the Sound Committee, B, Mayberry Music Machine, or C, Sheriff Young Guns?
All right.
All right, young man. Wow. What do you think you got? It's kind of when you look at the details, and that's what I done with it. And I love Andy Griffith.
Yeah, so. Me too. Yeah. Well, I'm gonna say I did well. I'm gonna say I have 8 of 10.
Not bad. Not bad.
Not bad.
What was Barney Fife's middle name?
Warren?
No, it was Oliver.
Oliver, really?
Yep,
okay.
Oliver.
For some reason, I had an inkling that it was Warren. So
Warren was actually the guy who took Barney's place.
Okay. Oh, that's right. That's right. That was a little bit of a
and Tibbs. That guy, he was he fought in the Civil War, and was Tibbs was the last name of the guy who won the key to the city in one of the episodes for being an honorary.
Okay.
So, and you know,
yeah,
stuff like that. In which state was Mayberry located?
North Carolina.
That is true.
Woo-hoo.
Before Aunt B, who cared for widow Andy and Opie's son Taylor?
Rose.
Rose, it was.
Woo-hoo.
Yeah. Barney, number four, Barney Fife is Andy's deputy. How did he get his job?
I think they were cousins.
They were cousins. Barney and Andy's cousin was Andy's cousin. In fact, never mentioned after again after the first season.
Oh, okay. And they were actually classmates too. I had that on my show a week or so ago with graduates of 1945 Mayberry High School.
Yeah, the reunion.
Yeah, the reunion
where,
one
where Andy basically fell in love all over again.
Yep, he found his high school sweetheart.
Yep. Number five, The Darlings, a mountain family on the show, included members of what actual bluegrass band?
The Dillards.
It is the Dillards. The Dillards appeared on the Andy Griffith shows between 1963 to 66. Fun fact, they introduced the song that later became known as the Dueling Banjos in the 1963 episode. The episode was called Bisco Declares for Aunt B.
Ah, yeah. I always liked it when they were on.
Oh, I love the Darlings.
The Darlings.
Yeah, the Darlings. The Mountain Wedding.
Yeah, there was, who was it? Was it not Slim Pickens? Because there was an actor that wasn't actually a member of the group that was Pa. So yeah,
that was, he played on the Dukes of Hazzard.
Right, there you go.
Yeah, he was Uncle Jesse.
Uncle Jesse, yeah. Interesting.
And he plays a lot in the Gunsmoke as
Denver,
well.
Denver Pyle.
Yeah.
I knew if I thought about it long enough, I'd come
any up. Any Ken to Gomer?
He might be. He might be.
Number six, Aunt Bee was a great cook. She even hosted her own TV show and opened a Chinese restaurant in Mayberry. But there was one foodstuff that she could not master. What was it, Phil?
Pickles.
It was pickles.
They tasted like
kerosene.
Kerosene, yeah.
Yes, they did. A future Oscar-winning Oscar-winning actor turned up on the Andy Griffith Show. Who was it?
Warren Beatty, I think.
Jack Nicholson.
Really?
Yep.
Oh. Too wrong, baby. Uh-huh.
What car was Sheriff's Andy Taylor's police car?
It was a Ford.
It was a Ford.
Yep.
What was Andy's favorite dish, according to Barney?
Leg of lamb?
It is true. That is a leg of lamb. What was the name of Opie's rock band?
I went with the first one.
It is. It is the Sound Committee.
The Sound Committee. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. Yeah, it is the Sound Committee. And here's another fact
Eight
for you.
Correct, baby.
Not bad.
It's not a fridge hanger, but I don't
here's
have to
the thing.
Slink away with
Can
my
you
tail.
Tell me who
my
was married on the Andy Griffith Show?
Who was married? What do you mean?
In the show. Who was married on the Andy Griffith
Show? You mean when they got married? They had an at-wedding episode?
No. Who was married on the Andy Griffith Show that you knew? On the regular cast, who were the people that was married?
In real life?
Nope. On the show.
Married on the show.
Yeah. Was you know?
Andy wasn't.
Nope.
No. And Barney wasn't.
No. Nope.
And Aunt Bee wasn't.
No.
Those are the main characters.
Floyd wasn't.
Floyd wasn't.
Goober wasn't.
No. Gomer wasn't.
Wasn't.
No. Let me see.
He was drunk all the time.
Yeah, was Otis. Otis was the only one?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What? If that doesn't tell you something, poor Otis.
Those are some, classic episodes.
But here's the thing. They say it's not politically correct anymore, but we can have our kids watching the junk that we have today.
Andy Griffith isn't?
Yeah, that's
really
what they say. Yeah.
I did not, I've not heard
Wile
that
Wile E. Coyote say it's too violent. Really?
Yeah. Right. Well, they cut it out so they don't show the actual hitting the bottom of the
cliff.
Yeah,
but you can go play a video game today.
Well, right, exactly. Yeah.
So,
no doubt.
But anyway, hey, nice job. 8 out of 10.
Not bad
on the Andy Griffith Show.
Not bad, man.
Next week is a music quiz. We're going to finish Miss Sherry Bunce's quiz next week.
Okay. That sounds good to me.
And
I'll study.
Do you want me to tell you what to study for or no?
No, that's all right.
You probably already nailed it. You probably already cheated.
No, not on that one, but if it's something like it was last week, I should be all right.
You should be fine, buddy. Buddy, have a great day, and where are you at tonight? You're at the high school?
I'm
local.
Here.
Good luck to all the local athletes, and remember, shop local. It's Valentine's Day tomorrow. Make sure that you're not that guy standing outside on the steps on the 15th.
That's right.
Everybody be kind.
Fat Tuesday.
Yeah.
Enjoy your carrots, Hank.
Hello, this is Added Touch Floral on Main Street. Let us help make your Valentine's special this year with a beautifully arranged bouquet by Ashley and Samantha. We also have candy bouquets, stuffed animals, a large selection of wines, balloons, and candles. Give us a call at 647-2319 or order directly on our website at addedtouchfloral.com. Don't be that guy who forgot Valentine's Day and order early to enter our $250 giveaway to Open Season, JJ Walsh, or Added Touch Floral. Check our Facebook page. We look forward to making this day special for your Valentine.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008, and we named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchen nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information. Indulge your taste buds at the Richland Locker. This week's specials include a treat from Meat Lovers. Savor the tenderness of boneless country ribs at just $2.98 per pound. Craving a burst of flavor? Try the Mesquite Barbecue Country Ribs, only $3.98 per pound. Quality meats, unbeatable prices. Visit them at downtown Richland Center and elevate your dining experience. Richland Locker, where every bite is a delight.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
This is Lori Berry from the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Does your retirement plan fit your vision? Your plan should be as unique as you are. Whatever you envision, make sure you have the right investment mix, risk tolerance, and time horizon to get you from point A to point B. Contact me today to make sure your strategy aligns with your retirement dream.
Experience the difference. CFBankInvestmentCenter.com. Securities and insurance offered through LPL or its affiliates are not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
There is something wrong with our water. We have no pressure.
No problem. Here comes Larry Ferguson from Advanced Pump and Well Solutions. He'll get us up and running in no time.
Where is his toolbox? Doesn't he need a pipe wrench? What is he pulling out of that gunny sack?
It's his trumpet. Watch this.
Wow. He primed the pump and got the water flowing with his trumpet?
Whatever it takes. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center is up to the challenge 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Call them at 608-649-4488. This day in history, 1972, the film Cabaret debuted, starring Liza Minnelli and Michael York. 1980, a memorable Olympics opened in Lake Placid, New York, the 13th Winter Olympics. 1996, the rock musical Rent by Jonathan Larson opened off Broadway. And in 2000, Charles Schulz's final Peanuts strip ran in Sunday papers the day after the cartoonist died in his sleep at the age of 77. The year was 2000. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
When you play, you don't want to be on the bench. But when you visit The Shoebox in Black Earth, that's exactly where you'll be, on the bench, taking advantage of service like it ought to be. Their experts measure both your feet, find the right style, and provide the comfort every customer wants. Just like owner Steve Schmidt will tell you.
At The Shoebox, we go by the cardinal rule, offering service like it ought to be.
Head for the bench today. At the Midwest's largest shoe store, The Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Happy birthday today to Deb O'Connell. Love from Caitlin, Riley, Evan, and Chewy. Also today, wishes to Dan Hansel from his wife Lynn and the entire family, to Emmett from Uncle Butch and Aunt Margaret, Gavin Anderson from Grandma Sue, and Caitlin Schmidt from Lori and the guys. Odelia Solchenberger, happy birthday from the Durst families. To Bob Persinger from Lone Rock Shell Station, happy birthday to Ken Hansen from Town and Country Presbyterian Church. Happy ninth to great-nephew Emmett John Kitzimble. Love from Aunt Lori and the guys. To Dan Hansel from Little Willow Birthday and Anniversary Club, happy birthday Marie Rako from the Unified United Methodist Church in Richland Center. Happy birthday from the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions Club. Have a great day. Katie Bartles, Matt Selar, and Craig and Chris Hinkle. Joe Coleman has a birthday, as does Jeff Landmark and Angie Wilkinson. The RC Lions today with wishes for us to pass along for Marilyn Wade, Michelle Muller, Matt Adams, Grayson Schmidt, and Maria Tennant.
Happy birthday from Schmidtwoodland Hills residents and staff to Penny Blado, Lacey Clark, Kara Denehay, and Melanie Nails, all from the nursing staff, and thanks for all you do. Happy birthday from the Bloom City Town Crier. We have a salute to Al Hushka, The Voice, The Golden Fog, good friend of WRCO and a longtime co-worker. Al, all the best to you today on your special day. And happy 80th birthday to Bud Schwanz from Dave, Anita, and the family.
Need help finding a great Valentine's Day gift? This is Angie, here to remind you that at J.J. Walsh Jewelers, we strive to make it as easy as possible. We have jewelry at every price point, and we're eager to make your Valentine's Day one to remember. From diamond stud earrings and stunning fashion jewelry to all different kinds of love-inspired designs, all waiting for you to pick out today. Even better, from now until the 14th, spin the wheel and get a percentage off your purchase. Ladies, don't forget to stop in at J.J. Walsh Jewelers and put together a wish list while we clean and check your jewelry for free. J.J. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
Wisconsin voters, listen up for important information about a recent decision from the Wisconsin Supreme Court. The court has ruled that Wisconsin's current state legislative maps are unconstitutional. While Wisconsin is closely divided between Democrats, Republicans, and Independents, these Republican-drawn maps have allowed them to keep big majorities in the state legislature, even when more people voted for the other party. Republicans have used these rigged maps to stay in power and serve their special interest friends, while being unaccountable to Wisconsin voters, undermining progress on important issues that Wisconsin really cares about, like rising costs, gun violence, and abortion access. Now, the Wisconsin Supreme Court has ordered that new maps be drawn to protect our freedoms and make sure our voices are heard. Visit abetterwisconsin.org/fairmaps to tell the Wisconsin Supreme Court, thank you for standing up for fair maps. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
Cohasson Bus Richland Center is currently seeking applicants for full-time daily school bus routes. Starting wage is $20.50 per hour. Paid training is available along with a $1,500 sign-on bonus. It's an excellent opportunity for college students, retirees, and stay-at-home parents. You can bring your kids to work with you. If you enjoy working with children and have a positive attitude, this is an excellent career for you. To apply, call 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cohasson Terminal off Highway 14 behind Center Lodge.
A news update is next, but right now, Henry Bray's school song. Here we go. fight, P. Ridge. Go fight, P. Ridge. You, rah, rah. Well, anyway, that's it for us. We'll be back in just a little bit with sports. Joanne has the news coming up next.
Looking for the perfect love seat and sofa set? Well, A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet has you covered. For those that love the cool look of leather but the long, warm feel for fabric, the Stoneland Reclining Sofa and Reclining Love Seat set delivers both with ease. Its high-performance padded faux leather is remarkably durable and easy to clean. Just the thing for family spaces. Not to mention fashion-forward flair. Shop the Valentine's Day sale now through February 17th, only at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center.
Get ready to indulge in the flavors of Fat Tuesday at the Woods Bar and Grill in Lone Rock. Join them today starting at 2 p.m. for a feast featuring jambalaya, shrimp creole, and blackened catfish with red beans and rice. Each dinner includes a hearty serving of gumbo and a delectable chocolate bread pudding with spiced rum sauce. For more information, check out their Facebook page or give them a call at 583-2625. Don't miss out on this delicious celebration.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is a cloudy 27 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by the Philback Family of Dealerships, Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, and Capital Wealth Advisory Group. Our forecast calls for mostly cloudy to partly cloudy skies today, with a high of 38. Tonight, a few clouds and frosty with a low of 25. Currently in Richland Center, the air is calm, and after a low of 22, we're back up to 27 degrees.
Hello friends, Ellie here from Chet's. I don't know about your birds, but ours have been loving this winter of white snow and the crunch of Chet's delicious birdseed. Stop down and grab a bag of sunflower seeds and Chet's special. Suet cakes are buy 12, get one free. We even have corn and shell nuts for the squirrels too. And as always, thank you for supporting our small business, because without you, there wouldn't be us.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulotz. Richland School District business official John Bosworth reported the results of the second pupil count held this year to the school board at last night's meeting. The second count was done on the second Friday in January. When the count is done, the district looks at the resident pupils, whether they attend school in the district or not, and the number of pupils in the buildings. The resident information is what is recorded with DPI. It's used to determine revenue limit calculations and state aid. The in-building numbers are the ones the district uses to determine staff and program needs. This is just a snapshot because the pupil numbers are constantly changing due to pupils moving in and out of the district. The historical data provides insight into how much the district changes from the third Friday count in September to the second Friday count in January each year. This year's difference from September to January was -2. In preparing for the 2024-25 school year, two different staffing plans are being considered in order to accommodate both the passing or failure of an operational referendum in April. In either case, the plan is to not replace the IT director's position after Todd Ostrander retires on June 30th. Those duties will get dispersed among other employees in the district. If the operational referendum fails in April, the district will reduce teaching staff by 5.5 FTE, excluding the position in administration upper management, while the district tries to reduce through attrition and or staff not subject to the non-renewal procedures first, it may not be possible based on needs and licensures. If the operational referendum passes in April, the district will maintain the 23-24 teaching staff numbers, but still reduce administration upper management by one FTE. The exact positions and the best way to utilize these positions are still being examined by the administrative team. In addition, those staff hired using ESSER funds are not subject to the non-renewal process. Their contract expires at the end of the year and would have to reapply for any posted position they may be interested in. It's noteworthy to note that the plan does not include staffing positions that might change due to special education needs. Those positions are driven by individualized education programs and are considered on a case-by-case situation. It also does not consider the partner school and the possibility of adding support there as it continues to grow. If these positions are needed, they will be brought to the board at the future meeting. The plans were approved by the board. Jerry Kember of School Perceptions presented the results of the 2023 survey to the Richland School Board of Education, conducted among staff to gauge the district's strengths and weaknesses. 199 staff members responded for a 97% response rate. The survey showed that 60% of the staff has been with the district for 6 or more years, which Kember said was a good statistic. In comparing scores from last year, each of the 5 categories, engagement, staff experience, academic support, and student experience, dropped in percentages, but Kember said there was no reason to worry as they were less than 5%. Following the resignation of Spanish teacher Dawson Nan, the district needed to fill the position. It was determined that hiring a qualified person at this time of the school year would be difficult and untimely. An immediate solution internally to have Kevin Gonzalez, the RCHS Spanish teacher, teach Spanish 3 and 4, which were previously taught by Nan. Gonzalez is willing to prepare lessons and teach students during his prep period for the remainder of the third quarter. As such, a partial overload of 43.5% was approved by the board. Any cost associated with the overload would be offset by the current vacancy. Quarter 4 is still being reviewed to determine the best plan of action for the world language courses. District Administrator Steve Board announced that Lee Van Landite has filed to run as a write-in candidate for the District 1 East seat that remained open beginning in April following the election, since incumbent Melissa Wirtz filed non-candidate. The Wisconsin Department of Justice Division of Criminal Investigation is investigating an officer-involved critical incident in the city of Sheburg that occurred at approximately 1:06. The Lafayette County Sheriff's Office responded to a 911 call for a subject acting erratically on West Water Street near North Iowa Street in Shelsburg. 2 Lafayette County Sheriff's deputies and 1 Darlington police officer responded. Upon arrival, law enforcement located a subject yelling and wandering in the street. Law enforcement made contact with the subject, who physically resisted. Law enforcement deployed non-lethal means that were unsuccessful in an attempt to subdue the subject. The subject ran from law enforcement, who eventually detained the subject. The subject continued to physically resist law enforcement. The subject became and law enforcement provided life-saving measures. Law enforcement requested emergency medical certain. The subject was transported to a local hospital where the subject was later pronounced deceased. The involved officer from the Darlington Police Department and the 2 Lafayette County Sheriff's Office deputies have been placed on administrative duty per department policy. DCI is leading the investigation and continuing to review evidence and determine the facts of this incident, and will turn over investigative reports to the Lafayette County District Attorney when the investigation concludes. A Mineral Point daycare provider reached a plea agreement in Iowa County Circuit Court Monday in the charge of first-degree reckless homicide in the death of a 4-month-old baby who was in her care. 29-year-old Joanna Ford was charged in Iowa County on child neglect charges in June of 2022. An autopsy revealed the child, Wyatt Hamlin, suffered a severe traumatic brain injury while he was in her care. Following yesterday's plea agreement, bond was revoked and Ford was remanded. Joanna Ford is scheduled to be sentenced April 5th. The Richland County Dairy Breakfast has found a home for 2024. Annette Lewis has announced that this year's Dairy Breakfast will be held at the Huff Nelson Farm June 9th from 7 to 1. The Larry and Sherry Nelson family are looking forward to welcoming you. It was a slow start to the sturgeon spearing season on Lake Winnebago. Warm temperatures on Saturday and poor ice conditions overall have hampered the annual sturgeon season. Far fewer people are out on the ice this year, with mostly pop-up tents close to shore. But clear water conditions, despite the thin ice, means there's been decent spearing for those who are out there. As of Sunday night, 122 sturgeon were registered with the Department of Natural Resources. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is seeking volunteers who like spending time outside helping other outdoor enthusiasts and are passionate about Wisconsin's natural resources to serve as volunteer campground host. Volunteer opportunities are available at DNR properties in all parts of the state. Volunteers are an integral part of the programming, operations, and management services of Wisconsin State Parks, forest, recreation areas, and trails. Host responsibilities generally include staying at a campsite at the campground and volunteering for a few hours each day, greeting campers and answering questions about the property, helping with daily campground operations and setting an example by being a model camper, cleaning campsites, bathrooms, and facilities and helping out with light maintenance, sharing park information and helping with campground programs, and enjoying the company of other campers and ensuring they enjoy their stay. In addition to general campground host, the DNR seeks volunteer equestrian campground host at Governor Knowles State Forest, Kettle Moraine State Forest, Northern Unit, Kettle Moraine State Forest, Southern Unit, and Wildcat Mountain State Park. Openings for equestrian campground host opportunities are available from May through November, with dates varying by property. Stay at a campsite at the horse campground and volunteer a few hours per day. A 1 to 2 month service period is preferred. You can apply to be a campground host through the DNR's online volunteer opportunities webpage.
Are you facing a money purchase plan rollover? Don't navigate it alone. At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our financial advisors specialize in guiding you through important financial decisions. To explore your rollover options and discuss potential tax implications, reach out to Capital Wealth Advisory Group today. Call 608-647-8842. You have questions, we've got answers.
Today is Tuesday, February 13th. Phyllis Elaine Finer, 99, of Spring Green, died February 3rd. A funeral mass will be held this morning at 11 at St. John's Catholic Church in Spring Green, with burial in the church cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at St. John's Catholic Church this morning from 10 until the time of mass at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to St. John's Catholic Church. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green is assisting the family of Phyllis Elaine Finer, 99, of Spring Green. Kenneth Allen Ressler, 71, of Warrens, died Friday. A celebration of life will be held at a later date. A graveside service will be held at 11 o'clock Friday at St. Mary's Catholic Cemetery in Keysville. The Farber Funeral Home, Reedsburg, is assisting the family of Kenneth Allen Ressler, 71, of Warrens. Malcolm Mick Ladd, 85, of Lone Rock, died Saturday at Schmidt Woodland Hills. Funeral services will be held at 11 o'clock Saturday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Bear Valley Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from 5 until 7, and again Saturday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Malcolm Mick Ladd, 85, of Lone Rock. Doris A. Brown, 85, of Blue River, died Friday at Boscobel Care and Rehab. A celebration of life will be held Sunday, February 25th, from 1 to 4 at Boscobel Bowl and Banquet. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to Friends of Blue River. The Clary Memorial Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements for Doris A. Brown, 85, of Blue River.
Hello friends, Mark Philbeck here from the Philbeck Family Dealerships, your go-to destination for all things automotive. Did you know we're celebrating 75 years in business? That's right, 75 years of serving our amazing community. And here's something that sets us apart. We are the home of the lifetime powertrain warranty. That's a commitment to you, our valued customers, for ensuring peace of mind every mile you drive. But that's not all. We've expanded our selection of inventory so you'll find the perfect ride for any lifestyle. The deals are getting sweeter, folks. Whether you're in Highland, Richland Center, Boscobel, or Prairie du Chien, or browsing online at Philbeck.com, we've got incredible offers just waiting for you. So why wait? Come down to the Philbeck Family Dealerships and let us make your automotive dreams a reality. Visit us today, where trust, selection, and unbelievable deals come standard. The Philbeck Family Dealerships, 75 years strong with a lifetime commitment to you, where the customer is first since 1948.
Mostly cloudy to partly cloudy today with a high of 38 and northwest winds to westerly around 5 miles per hour. Then a few clouds and frosty tonight with a low of 25 and light southeasterly winds. The WRCO News and WRCE News at 8 o'clock is brought to you by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services, and by Feral Gas, with great service and a reliable propane supply from passionate professional employee owners. You're listening to WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 and 1450 AM in Richland Center. It's 27 degrees in Richland Center at 8 o'clock.